before the recorder went on.
The roll call, please. I'm Bill Robinson.
Deb Wingate.
Alan Moffler.
Bill Grossman.
Bill Grant.
Okay, let the record reflect that there's 5 board members present, 2 are absent. The minutes were sent around on email. Do I have any corrections to the minutes? If not, I move they be approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? By like sign, minutes passed. We have no organizational and procedural items to discuss and no unfinished business. So the first item of business is sign permit application 5552 Shamley Dunwood Road.
Cleaners?
That's the cleaners. Anybody have any comment on the sign, whether it's in violation of the code?
We saw this as part of the planning for Chase Bank, so we knew it was coming. It's been planned for a long time. I don't see anything different from what we looked at before. I would move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It passes unanimously. The next one is assignment permit application at 5571 Shamley Dunwood Road, and that is the sign. Is that correct? For
yeah.
First Bank?
Two.
First Citizens Bank. They're all so close together by name, I get confused.
One's a swap out and then one's a sign.
Yeah. Anybody have any comments on that sign application?
No.
I presume the blue will be with our usual.
It's a logo, though.
It's part of the logo, anyway.
All of this part over here is part of
the logo. That square is all logo.
Logo, gotcha.
So, logo, for those of you that are in the room, the overlay district, there are color restrictions on paint, with the exception that was added sometime back that says logos can be the color of the logo itself, but it has to be recognized and approved logo.
My question would be with respect to design of the building. We are not interested in that.
This is application on sign only.
Sign only. So we don't want to. We don't want to get caught looking at something and not realize we're on the table.
Yeah.
Good. Sign only.
I move we accept it.
Second.
I have moved to approve and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? By like sign. There being no opposition, it passes. So we go on to the next discussion item, that is Dunwoody Village Parkway, and we are privileged to have Michael Smith here, he's going to help Bill Grant as Bill goes through some planning.
I think it's called the Finn Bill Grant.
As he's already done some of this work ahead of time, so before Bill starts, so let me. What I had suggested, although this is just a discussion, we don't have to come to any conclusion. What I suggested was that we today take a preliminary look at it and then discuss at the end how we plan to proceed as a committee. Bill?
All right. I've gotten into this thing now 3 times, and back every time and kind of questioned what I did, whether it was right or wrong. I got into it a third time with Michael and the landscape architect and the consulting engineer. I arrived at a conclusion, but let me go through some of the restrictions on this process that really drive what has to happen. We've got a parkway. It was done whenever it was done. Interesting enough, it does not have a consistent right-of-way. The right-of-way varies from 59 feet to 74 feet. And interesting enough, the median strip is not in the center of the right-of-way. Sometimes it's off to one side, sometimes it's off to the other. I started out in this process saying the median strip is very, very important. Yeah, I want to save trees, but my real objective was the overwhelming objective of the whole process is to get sidewalks. That's the third most important street in our village. This is theoretically a pedestrian-friendly village. That street does not have a sidewalk on either side. It serves the businesses on both sides. Everybody knows where my office is. I can't walk to Village Burger on a sidewalk. I got to either walk in the road or I got to walk around through the parking lots to get there. and nobody else came. And that really, in my mind, defeats the whole purpose of having a village, having a pedestrian friendly, having shops, having a pleasant place. So you start off, and I think this process really started off to get us sidewalks. And if you say, okay, the number one objective is sidewalks, the number two objective is to get cars down the road, okay, the number three objective is to make it look good. Do the math. The first thing, the thing I didn't know, that a median strip is required, if I say it wrong, Michael, correct me. A median strip is required to be at a minimum of 12 feet wide. It's state law that no tree can be planted within 6 feet of a travel lane. So that is not even legal the way it is. Some spots it is, some spots it's not. They call them slang killer trees. All right. We got a 10, 9, or 10 foot median. But start out and do the math and start at the outsides and work your way in. We got to have travel lanes. The travel lanes are 11 feet. The traffic count on that parkway does not near justify four lanes. It's actually less than half of what four lanes are. So it's two lanes is the appropriate amount of space for the amount of cars that go through there. I mean, you see the numbers, and correct me if I'm wrong, numbers there are like 5,000 cars a day. The numbers up there are 17,000 cars a day. You have a huge difference. So start out with two lanes. When you do this, you got to be sure, if you have a median, you got to be absolutely sure that you don't trap cars in there. If a car halfway down the hill stalls, you know, you can't get by. It's shut off if you have a median. If you don't have a median, somebody can go around. So that's another restriction. The city requires, on right-of-ways, 12 feet. 6 feet for planning areas, 6 feet for sidewalks. All right, take all of those things and put them together. What we have is we have 12 feet and 12 feet. Drive lanes are 11 feet and 11 feet. One of the things that's here is bike lanes, and everybody got all focused on bike lanes. That's not the reason this is happening. That's kind of incidental to this. But if you put the advantage, by the way, of the bike lanes is that allows us to plant trees over here right next to the road, which is what we want to do. You get it all done, you realize that with the right-of-way we have today, we do not have enough space to save that median and at the same time have a walkway on both sides and be able to plant both sides. Just not enough area. Yeah.
Bill, did you say 12-foot wide sidewalks on either side?
No. 12-foot total right-of-way on either side.
Six and six.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So what they've done is they started from the beginning and did it exactly like that. It's like this. That's the proposed, and you can pass that around. And what the objective is to make it look like this. If you say, all right, we're going to give up the median, we're going to lose the trees on the median. And by the way, the city and the engineers have said the best trees are on the shoulders. And that's really true. You got one great maple tree down here in the median, but generally speaking, best trees on the shoulders. And they've been able to preserve all of those trees. And by the way, when I look at this, I don't consider things like crape myrtles real trees. I mean, I'm talking about real trees. They're going to come back when we get done, and they plan to take the right-of-way. They're going to plant 55 or more 5-inch trees. They're going to try to buy six. Those are good-sized trees. Those are bigger than the ones that I planted down on Shammy Dunwoody at Boxwood.
5 inches at chest height.
No. You know, but they, when you buy them out of the nursery, no, they measure them at the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
The wood is the other.
4 inches is what's in the plan.
Yeah, 4 inches in the plan. 6 inch. And they're going to try to get to 6 inches. The second thing is that they're going to use grass as opposed to pine straw. So, you know, it'll be softer. There are going to be benches, there are going to be trash cans, there's going to be street lights. It's going to be the trees. And the other thing that we plan to do, and I say we advisedly, meaning the city has agreed to do, is that we will have flower areas along this way. This is not on the plan. This is going to be a later on change. If you're on the plan, then we got to go back and get GDOT approval to do it. So that will be a later addition. But if you think about what it'll be like, yeah, we're losing this thing in the center, and yeah, that's a lot of character. But think about what it, you know, if you can imagine 5, 10 years from now, when these trees have grown up, and one other major thing they've agreed to do is put water. And the lack of water plagues everything. That's why the triangle looks so bad today, is that I no longer have water. We're going to get it. That's another water up here. When they're able to water the turf, when they're able to water the trees that we could before. Water on this will make a huge difference. It'll make the trees go better. It'll make the grass look nice. It'll make the flowers prosper. I came all the way around after going through all of this and meeting with them, as I say three times, and concluded, this really is the best of all solutions. Yeah, I want to save the island, but I just don't see any way it can be done. And this is the best solution. In the end, we'll have something that's very pleasant, very pedestrian-friendly. It'll set the atmosphere and the tone for the city. And one of the great steps for me is that we're going to start flowers in the village, which is something I think we, you know, I'm the only guy that plants flowers in the village. We need that desperately. But this is all about sidewalks. It's got nothing to do with Michael. That's my conclusion. It's not this committee's conclusion.
Questions from the committee? I have one, Michael. When this is put in, most streets have regular crosswalks between one side of the street and the other. Otherwise, if you don't, you either dodge in traffic or you really don't have a main street, because a main street by definition will have access to the stores on each side. Now, I'm assuming now ultimately we will have buildings that come up near the sidewalks on each side. Mm-hmm. What are the plans for crosswalks?
There are crosswalks at the entrance down here, the main entrance to this shopping center, and the shopping center across the street, right out this way.
That's Village Burger one.
Yes.
Where the cuts already are, there will be crosswalks.
Right. Mm-hmm. There will be crosswalks on all four sides of that intersection, and then there's a crosswalk for this access point to the shopping center over here. I think that's the office.
Lighted yeah. Crosswalks or crosswalks like are on Mount Vernon towards Sandy Springs?
They're just striped right now. The idea is once you take the median out and kind of bring everything in and calm the traffic, that you shouldn't have
the need
cars going at high speeds here, and that these with the sidewalks and the pedestrian enhancements, that it's going to be a much more calm street from a traffic standpoint.
Have you considered the, I forget what you call it, you have the flashing lights that pedestrians can use, and perhaps either rumble strips or raised that defines a crosswalk as opposed to just stripes?
None of that's in the plans now, but I mean the flashing lights is something that's easy to do, to add or to do after the fact. But none of that's in the plans
right
now.
Pavers or pseudo pavers that actually serve as a rumble strip, like they do in the overlay. The perimeter center.
That's we can take a look at that. There's kind of some mixed thoughts on that. They definitely look nice and enhance the area, but then there's some pedestrian safety advocates that think that they're not as visible and safe for pedestrians, especially at night, as the striped crosswalks. I know that in the PCID they've gotten some feedback from some Morgan. It's something we can look at.
Would the flowers, trees, things we're talking about going in, that will that be city upkeep, or will that be adopt a spot parkway?
Well, let's see. Let's put it this way. I'm trying to get the city to do it. But I'm not looking for more work.
I was curious about the water. City bringing water.
Well, let me clarify one thing on that. What we talked about for both the larger caliper trees and the irrigation is that we would do what's called an ad alternate in the bid. So in other words, we have this, we want to make sure we keep this project within budget so we can ask for an alternate when we bid the project out. How much evaluate that when we get the bids in and see.
I don't have any problem with the bids in the council, that should be done.
I'm sorry, Bill.
I have no problem in convincing the council that it ought to be done, because it's, you know, it's money. It's silly to save the last 10 cents.
We see flowers. They're evaporated.
That's right.
I have to be up there a lot. You might argue about their choice of urns or flowers or their Halloween decorations. You could argue whether you prefer it or not, but it always looks great. It's always seasonal.
Yes.
And that's just one small example of how you can beautify and make a place.
Yeah, I kind of feel like what will happen is when we get down to the end here, we got a couple things that we've added. And incidentally, these are things that kind of got added because we asked later on. But I think in the very end, we'll probably get them approved without much trouble. We're going to have a little maintenance issue, and you know, Mr. Smith and I will probably have to go in. It's all about how beautiful and how pleasant it is. And you got to have water, and you got to have flowers, and you got to have trees. And it's just,
I think one of the things that we need to think about is the average person, our public, our friends, our neighbors, have no idea. First of all, the median's not in the center, is it? You have no idea that it isn't uniform all the way around. Pay Attention might have noted that, but probably not. They probably just go zipping along. They obviously, we know it's an old street, may have, so it, what we have under there, I think you actually said we probably got about a 4-inch roadbed instead of a really good one. I think people, I know one of the things that needs to be taken care of is the fact that if you plant the trees properly and the roadbed is poured properly, the trees do not dig up the roadbed, which is what some have said and has gotten some likes. And I think there are several issues here that the public need to be made aware of, that if they have that information, I did not know it was a state law that the median has to be 12 feet.
Well,
that pretty much
12 feet. Yeah,
it's state. It's DOT, more engineer design policy. It's not necessarily a state law, but because DOT is overseeing and providing the federal funding for this project, they're not going to approve plans that don't have at least a 12-foot median if you're going to put trees. It's not state law. It's just,
but that's the point. There is, it has to be 12 feet if you have trees in.
Right.
6 foot on,
you
six
could have
foot
a 2-foot wide median if you didn't have trees.
Right.
Okay.
It's an issue
feet.
With
the tree 6 inches.
An obstruction for a vehicle to run into. It's a safety
feet,
issue.
6 feet
with
on either
well,
side.
Michael,
by. Sorry.
Yeah. Excuse me, Sam. But
if it's on,
would any medians in Dunwoody qualify under that rule?
I'm not sure the one on Ashford Dunwoody does. I was trying to. I
but
their grandfather run out there. And,
well,
oh yeah, I know.
It's a matter of the funding. Is that, I mean, they're not going to come. You know, they're already there. But if GDOT's involved in a project and has to approve the plans, they're not going to approve them. But you know, there's medians all over the place that are narrower and that have trees in them. But it's a matter of if it's a GDOT project, they're not going to approve the plans with that in there.
What percentage of this funding is from GDOT?
Well, about half the funding is not city funding. It's
so GDOT rules control that half that's not city funding?
Well, they're controlling the $850,000 that came from the federal T grants.
That's the original for the sidewalks, is tied to 12-foot medians minimum if they have trees. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that because there's federal money involved and GDOT's administering the project, they're not going to, and they have to approve our plans, they're not going to approve plans with a smaller medium with trees in it.
Okay. Now, smaller medians, for example, like the median on Peachtree at Piedmont and Buckhead, which is, let's say, maybe 4 feet wide, and is planted with flowering plants primarily, nothing bigger than a crepe myrtle. That, how does that fit into the rules?
The issue is the median and the trees. Somebody else, I think, said if you don't have trees in it, I mean, you can have a 4-foot median.
Well, but there is
and GDOT's qualification for a tree is not a crepe myrtle, but a real tree like Bill's talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to ask, and I'm not sure about
but
that.
Let's take your 2-foot or 3-foot or 4-foot median.
Mm-hmm.
What that forces you into doing is making your travel lanes bigger.
because you can't have travel lanes that if a vehicle or a bus breaks down, it completely shuts it down. So it's going to force you in width to make it wider and wider so car A that breaks down to car B can get around it, because they're locked by curbs.
So we either have to have very wide travel lanes or a travel lane and a bike lane that could also be a bypass lane.
Yeah, but 5 feet or 6 feet is not enough. See, one of the ways we get away, and I don't even know, I assume they saw it, with these trees along the edge is that bike lane. That bike lane pushes the traffic away. And so therefore the travel lane is over here, the bikes are there, and the trees are within, they're about 3 or 4 feet from the curb.
Can you talk a little bit about turn lanes at either end of the parkway?
We have turn lanes. We actually have turn lanes at either end, and then at this main intersection here.
This one down here at Fidelity Bank,
across from Village Burger. So we've got a left turn lane at Shamley Dunwoody. As you approach Shamley Dunwoody, there's actually a left turn lane at the driveway to this shopping center and the Mellow Mushroom. There's a left turn lane there.
Where the parade is.
Yes, that's right. And then we have here. Oh, that's the same. Same sheet. Yeah, these are the landscaping plans. So you have a left turn lane into this shopping center, as I mentioned, at the Village Burger area. And then there's one up at Mount Vernon, but I thought there was. No, there's not one there. There's a crosswalk at the one we talked about, but not a left turn lane. So there's left turn lanes at both ends and then at two other places along the parkway.
How does that compare to what we currently have in the way of turn lanes at each end?
Right now you have the two lanes all the way through, so.
They basically double as a turn lane.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, the ones that are designed in here are at Mount Vernon, it's 100 feet long, and I think it's similar at Shamley Dunwoody. They're sized based on the traffic counts and the projected future traffic at those intersections.
I understand your argument tied to GDOT for the 12-foot medians if we had real trees in the median. Is there any place between Mount Vernon and Shamley Dunwoody where there's room for that?
We looked at that because there's, at the end of those turn lanes that we talked about, there's actually some area that's painted out. And we talked about making those into little mini islands. The traffic engineer's concern about that is that those striped out areas, when you have times where you could have backups or really high volumes, those areas could be overflow left turn the way they are now. If we put a little island in there, you're limiting that. Yeah, I think the other one.
I want to put flowers.
Right.
It certainly could be done, but you're limiting your ability to have some extra overflow for
what
left
sort
turns.
Of stacking would be there without that? Or if you did put trees there, that would limit the stacking to how many cars?
Well, there's 75, let's see, at Shamley Dunwoody, there's 75 feet of turn lane design now. That hatched out area there gives you another, about another 50 feet, I think, 60 feet. So, I mean, it almost doubles it.
But a car is, what, 25 feet?
No. It's more like 18.
18. So you're around 20 then per car.
So and avoiding putting a tree there would give us room for a couple more cars. Maybe three.
Or even a bush or anything, yeah. You know. Okay. What I wanted to do was take the curb and, you know, mount up some dirt in there and plant it. Mm-hmm. And their point was they want to crosshatch it and paint so it's still available if it's needed.
Right. Well, I don't know how many of you have looked at Perimeter Center East. since it was repaved and repainted. But it's an example of a two-lane that's been repainted basically for a single lane and a bike lane.
No, that's a demonstration course for how good paint is.
That was one of the comments thrown out by the city council. How much paint can you use?
This isn't going to look like that. Because
I told Wendy it was a driving test.
You'd use the same contractor, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that we're having a
young people too.
The pavement's still there, so you had to put something there to keep from having conflicts. Here, the curbs actually move in, so you have a much less pavement. I mean, it's just you're going to have one lane of cars and then the bike lane.
These are trees, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't read upside.
You know,
willow oaks.
My net of the whole thing is that I love trees. I've always said there's only one person planted more than I have, and that's Joyce. So her vote comes first. But, you know, I just don't see a way out of this jam, so I think we got to settle down and say, all right, let's just make what we got beautiful, and we can do that. And it's, you know, take some effort. We can really make it look great. And, you know, the day will come where there will be a canopy all the way across. Probably in part because we're using a better variety of tree, I think.
Well, let me say that for 20 years, DHA paid for maintenance of the parkway median. Though we had no input in what was originally planted there, I believe that most of the older product that's in there leaves a lot to be desired. There are a handful of good trees, and there are a lot of trees that are time, it's time to replace them. Bill, I'm getting the opinion that you don't see much possibility in keeping the median in most of the parkway.
I honestly don't, and I went into it three different times with that as my real objective.
Right.
Starting out by saying that what we have to do is get sidewalks.
Agreed.
This is the second part. How we can make what we're going to have
great.
If it costs another $50,000, it costs another $50,000.
Michael, I understand that you know that there's always a desire to add bike lanes when possible. I see bike lanes that are 3 feet wide. I see some that are four. I see some that are 5 feet wide. How much of that is discretionary?
Well, a lot of what you see with the is probably the narrower ones are probably older. It's changed over the years. The standard for a long time was, and there's different ways to talk about how wide it actually is, whether you're measuring the pavement or to the curb. But for a long time, with a road that has curb and gutter, 4 feet between the white line and the curb was the standard. But within the last couple of years, that's gone to 5 feet.
Okay. Now,
Bill, let me. Mm-hmm. That is gone, but what is the requirement on width?
Five feet is the minimum standard.
So to get this approved, we'd have to have 5 foot bike lane. If we put in bike lane.
Are you saying that's another DOT requirement, like the 12-foot median for a real tree?
That's a national standard, the 5 feet. And
is there any money tied to that standard for this project? That if we go off that standard, it affects the cash flow?
No. What would happen if you make it narrower, then you just don't mark it as a bike lane.
What's the intent to make it narrower? Were you trying to?
Just trying to figure out what flexibility we have.
Yeah. So to mark it as a bike lane, it would have to be the 5 feet.
Right. If you want to cut some of that area out, I mean, there's nothing that says you couldn't do that. You just wouldn't mark it as a bike lane. Because if it's going to be marked as a bike lane, it needs to be 5 feet.
That's where GDOT would come into play, would be how we do the marking if we did that, not where the money is fault. Because in the initial $850,000, bike lanes were not contingent on that amount of money, were they?
No, GDOT, it's not really, it's not a GDOT issue. It's really a city issue. We would be opening the city up to exposure if we put in a bike lane that doesn't meet these national standards and stripe it that way? I mean, whether GDOT had anything to say about it, we're just not going to, I mean, you can put the space there and not mark it. You can make it that shoulder as wide as you want to make it, you're just not going to mark it. But another thing that, Bill said is that what the, when we met with the engineers, what they're saying is that going back to the issue with the trees, what GDOT's looking at is a clear, what they call a clear zone between where the cars are and any obstructions like trees on the side of the road, and that they don't consider with that bike lane in there, then you're actually gaining that 5 feet as clear zone, so it allows you to put the trees closer to the road than they would normally allow, or closer to the curb, I should say, because they consider the clear zone starting at that white line for the edge of the travel lane.
Which is the edge of the bike lane, the shared line.
Right.
So, if taking from a horticultural standpoint, the 5 feet for the tree is not based on root spread, it's based on safety, is that what you're telling me?
From GDOT's perspective.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you can actually plant a tree closer, but they consider it a safety problem if it's next to a travel lane.
Right. I mean, the landscapers and the arborists are going to be concerned with, you know, how much room you have for the tree roots to grow.
But what
we're talking about is, from the traffic engineer's safety perspective, they want to see that minimum distance.
I'm not a certified arborist, but I can tell you that Auburn University, which has a pretty good horticulture department, says that as long as you've got three sides of a tree, you can keep the roots cut or limited on one side of the tree, and it's not going to kill the tree, especially if you're planting the tree and limited before it grows out.
Mr. Robinson. It's very seldom that we get much public interest in our meetings. I was wondering if I might persuade you to
when we get through,
do a public comment before we finish this particular issue.
Well, let's see if we have any more questions. But once we get through this discussion, then we will have public comment.
Could we backtrack to the fact that the parkway is not equal all the way through? With the new plan, will we be purchasing right-of-way or asking for donation of right-of-way to make it uniform from beginning to end?
Well, let me just say one thing that I learned. You know, I learned all kinds of stuff in the process. The way this deal is that with the state, we're not allowed to accept gifts for right-of-way. We've got to pay for everything.
But it could be a token payment of a dollar.
Well, no, let me just clarify that. We can accept a donation, but we have to tell the person that's giving the donation what the value of the property is. We have to often say, this is what we're asking for is worth.
Yeah, that's for tax purposes.
Well, that's satisfied by federal law.
I know, but I'm saying that's a
but I mean, but the way that usually works is, sometimes people that would have been willing to donate, when they figure out, you know, what money they can get for it, then they're not always as willing to donate. So, I mean, I'm not saying that we can't get donations, but
just bringing up human nature.
To Bev's question, there said in each of the different proposals, there's an easement right away line item budget. Is that for leveling out the middle, or is that for the turn lanes?
And then this was another thing that really drove the design that we came to, is working within the existing right-of-way. And so the current plan we have requires no actual right-of-way, permanent right-of-way to be acquired. All of what we need is temporary construction easements, or to be able to do it. Because the sidewalk and everything is contained within the existing right-of-way, the easements we need are just to do the grading and to tie things back in after the sidewalk is constructed.
Okay. To answer your question, I measured 72 feet wide. As you start down the hill, it goes down to 63, 62. There's one spot down here that's 59, 64, 64, 63. I mean, it just goes all over.
That won't change. When this project's complete, the right-of-way will be where it is now.
But we can, this plan, we could add the sidewalk, bike lane, the auto lane, and still do it without additional easement in those narrow areas.
Right. I mean, that was one of the things that we've looked at all along, is that once you introduce, if you take everything we have now and then introduce some kind of median in there, especially one that you want to put trees in, then there are places that's going to kick you out of the existing right-of-way. So you're going to have additional right-of-way costs, because once the sidewalk goes outside of our existing right-of-way, then you have to acquire some permanent right-of-way.
Have you put a dollar figure to what it would cost to enlarge the right-of-way to accommodate a median?
Yes. That's in one of those options.
That one. And you see there's a huge,
so you've got $1.3 million for easements, which, what sort of easement figures are?
$200 in the original.
Okay. So it's over $1 million extra to add a median, basically, or to keep a median, shall we say.
But before you answer that, Mike, am I correct? That figure was based on the median staying exactly as it is.
That was the four lanes plan, yes.
Yeah, there were several different options.
The alternate, second alternate.
And the right of amount of right of way needed varies by option based on the median. But one of the things you get into, and depending on which option you're looking at, you get into besides just buying the right of way, is there's places, depending on what you have, that you would be impacting existing parking, and then there's a value associated with that.
Let me rephrase what I said. That cost was based on the median being as it is now.
Which is grandfathered, size-wise.
I understand. No. Yeah. What I'm saying is, and I'm not saying it should happen, but I don't think it was considered about eliminating some on both ends of anywhere else to reduce the cost. For example, on the Mellow Mushroom Inn, if you leave the median as is, as I understand it, you would have to buy some property from Mellow Mushroom because you eat up some of their parking lot. Well, if you cut back 100 feet or 150 feet, I don't know how far, just cut that nose off the median so that cost goes away. So has anybody looked at a modified median as opposed to the median as it currently exists?
Modified as in narrower, or modified as in intermittent?
Like intermittent.
Intermittent.
Well, to add on to that, in a chat with Councilman Nall, he told our group that his plan, as it was priced, did exactly what Bill said, but that wasn't what he intended. When he said we wanted a price leaving the median in, he didn't mean the median as it is now. His thought was you come back and reduce your median in places, and that would have caused those 37, I think was the number, I'm not certain, but there was some 37 parking places. It was a huge amount of land that was going to have to be purchased that would not be if the median was cut back on either end, but particularly the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, I think you got problems all the way down through there.
But,
like the post office is one of the worst problems.
But with what we've learned today about the need, if you have trees, you've got to have the 12 feet.
But yeah, a good place to look is the post office, because you barely got roots today. And the rail that's on top of that retaining wall at the post office. Mm. You know, there's not room for a sidewalk, let alone plant. And in my opinion, if there's a spot that needs to plant desperately, it's that.
Maybe germane to what Bill just said. Has there been any further discussion by the post office about its location remaining there or not?
I'm not aware of it. I mean, there may.
That was a consideration, and then all of a sudden that got changed. Yeah. But
I don't know, but I was told that they're staying there, actually putting people in there.
Oh, they're bringing the ones from down by 285 up here and expanding their business, but they're not changing the building or the parking lot. I'm just saying, I was asking him if there's been any further discussion by the post office of closing this post office.
In fact, that's an interesting point. How many parking spaces would the post office control? What portion of that parking lot couldn't be touched? Is it only within their retaining wall, or do they have authority outside that retaining wall or that wall?
Well, I don't know anything about getting right-of-ways, but I have to believe the hardest right-of-way you're going to get
is going to be from the federal government.
Impossible. Now, the railroads.
Railroads.
Well, I don't know about railroads.
We don't have a railroad to worry about.
Yeah. Thank God we don't have that.
We're not looking for a belt line here.
All right.
Any other discussion by members of the committee?
I think we're absorbing.
I think we are.
I have a question.
Well, just a minute.
Go ahead.
We'll go to public discussion in a minute. Okay, if the committee doesn't have any more questions at the moment, now that we've got a fairly good crowd of people, let me give a quick review of why we're here. This committee was meeting, and in that meeting had a discussion, and it wasn't anybody visiting, obviously, had a discussion with Mayor Davis, and we discussed briefly the reaction of the public in the last few weeks to whether the meeting stays or goes. And we discussed how it evolved, that we knew that as a committee, we knew that great study had been put in, and all these things that Michael's got here were printed a long time ago. He's been with it a long time. However, that being said, it really wasn't in the public domain that the meeting was going to be removed, whether people weren't paying attention or whether it just wasn't publicized. It really doesn't matter. There was a lot of people who live in Dunwoody. For the first time, I realized that there was a plan to remove the meeting, and some got upset for several reasons. So we told Mayor Davis that we would like to look at the possibility of saving the median and doing what the city wants to do. Was there a way? We have learned today and in the last few days things that never made printed word, as far as I know. And an example is this 12-foot or 6-foot for the trees in the median. I didn't know that, and I stay fairly close to what's going on. It doesn't mean that anybody did anything wrong. We just told Mayor Davis that we would, if he would give us permission, we would take a look at it to see if there's anything we could do to perhaps save the median or to enhance what the city council has voted to do with the parkway. With that, I'm going to turn to the public for public comment, which will be followed by committee comment. And let me tell you the rules. Rules are the same as they are in City Hall. You're going to limit your discussion, and I don't have a stopwatch, but I have a pretty good watch. So I'm going to limit you to 2 minutes if you will, please. Yes, sir. And give your name so everybody knows.
Okay, my name is Gordon Elkins. I live at 5546 Wood Song Trail. Big fan of the city, been here for about 25 years. I'm not a member of the Dunwoody Homeowners Association, but I get involved with things that I think that perhaps don't seem to make a lot of sense. You were quoted in the Crier as stating, "We collectively agree to offer the city our services as a board," which we greatly appreciate, "not to stop the project, but to come up with something that can achieve what the city wants." I've got 2 years worth of clippings on this from people that are very much aware. We live in a time now where folks get stuck on that treadmill and focus on their own needs until things become, wow, what's wrong here? You're right. The right-of-way, Michael, we have to give somebody something for that. But this is organic. This doesn't happen in a short period of time. The way these houses, the offices and the buildings here are set off to the street, it's going to be a long time before we get here. And if you look at the master plan, it's a $400 million construction thing, which simply means Hallmark cards will be $72 a piece. But more than that, I love this place. And what I'd like to see, because, you know, this isn't Paris. It's not Europe, okay? We have to be specific on what we need, and we've spent a lot of time in cars. 5,500 cars pass along this road. Most have more than one occupant, so that's over 10,000 people a day. I don't know why we can't first investigate if we can't talk to some of the retail people that truly will benefit as a result of this. And I'm naive in these areas. I'm an altruistic person. I believe the glass is half full, especially after November the 6th. But ultimately, what I'd like to see is just stepping back and giving this some thought. And what I envision, unfortunately, is the same thing I see down at Atlantic Station. Just this, you know, streets, you know, lights on the side and big array of, and it's not what we want. We do need sidewalks, but there has to be a better way to do that. So I appreciate the time, you know, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I'm late.
He had raised his hand.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Naaman.
Norblahe, 1312 Winter Creek Lane, Dunwoody, came in 83. I pulled these off of the website. It's supposed to be renderings or drawings of Dunwoody Village. I couldn't find the parkway in this particular drawing. So that is my question. Mm-hmm. Is the park, you know...
That's from the Dunwoody Village master plan.
Folks, we're not allowed to respond to comments.
Well, this one I found it in, because I think that's it. This one I didn't find it in. And I don't know why that's even in there anymore. And, you know, my problem with it is, are we going to do this $2.4 million thing and then rip it up and build this? You know, stranger things have happened in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Noah. Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Name, please.
Judy Ford.
Thank you, Judy.
I live on the Pine Ridge Circle. I'm the one that retired from the DOT. And I would like to see proof that Dunwoody Village Parkway was dedicated to DeKalb County. DeKalb County shows it as a public road. Now, if it's not, according to Doug Van Veelen in today's Crier, and I just am reading this, he's saying that it belongs to the Dunwoody Village, that it was not dedicated to DeKalb County. So if that's the case, that road is not, there's no existing right-of-way like the construction plans show that I have seen, and I've seen the right-of-way plans. I used to draw that stuff. That's shown as existing right-of-way. That's not the case. Case closed. We can't afford it. Property right here, don't tell them how much it's worth per square foot. They show that it's an existing right-of-way. They also temporary construction easements. Oh, excuse me.
Thank you.
Time? That's it?
Time. Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Yes, sir.
I'll give my 2 minutes to her.
Thank you. They also show temporary construction easements. It is my information... with federal funds, you never show existing plans with temporary construction easements. They're always permanent. Now, through negotiation, you can change them to temporary, but they are appraised as permanent. Now, if the city approaches the DOT and asks them to make them temporary, it's up to the head of right-of-way and the head of DOT to approve those as temporary. To be condemned is necessary as temporary. And then they have to have an expiration date. And I know one thing for sure, that while we're talking here, they're busy working, trying to finish those plans because they have a letting to make. If they want to let it in July, they have to certify the right-of-way 60 days prior to that. You keep backing it up. We would have to hire a negotiator, hire an attorney in the event of condemnation, and also do the title work. And if indeed it has been dedicated as existing right-of-way, I'm sure that every business along here has a ground lease. You have to get releases from every interested party to get clear title to any kind of easement. And that's just from my experience with the DOT. And I didn't work with local government. I worked with Interstate. I negotiated 285 Interstate, the mold.
Thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Any other visitors like to make comments?
Hello, Joe Hirsch. First of all, I do question as far as the workings, whether it's backwards or not. As far as I know, the mayor expressed his vision of having all these storefronts along the street, and yet we still don't know if anybody actually anticipates or wants to do that in the next 50 years. Why are we trying to build it for a problem that maybe doesn't exist? I mean, we seem to have this solution to a problem that isn't there. How many businesses have we asked if they want to move up to the street and walk backwards? Or it seems like we're doing this backwards. We're creating a problem that the businesses haven't expressed. The other thing, maybe I missed some earlier discussions, previous in other meetings, but some other ideas that I've heard people toss out are keeping the median and just having one side of the roadway be pedestrian, you know, crosswalks, rather cyclists and pedestrians, and the other side being cars. And I didn't know if I missed that or if y'all had discussed that or not, but I'm curious to see if that's been talked
about. Thank you, Joe. Any other visitors? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jeanette Smith, and I've been in Dunwoody for 42 years. I find it just difficult to swallow that we're going to spend $1 million federal dollars, $1.5 million worth of our money, and it's our money too, on a project on someone else's property. That just sounds real dumb to me, because this shopping center does not offer a lot. This is not a Calapee-sized resort area that's going to bring in thousands of people. Brewster's is not going to lift that much ice cream, and that's not going to flip with just a few burgers and have a few french fries. And for us, in the time when this country is going down the tube, and right over here at Douglas County, highest foreclosure county in the nation, and like it's going to be done with it. We don't have a magic genie protecting a goose that's going to lay golden coins to bail us out when it hits the fan. Very concerned about wasting everything that comes in on something the citizens don't want. We were told today, people don't attend this. Well, I guess not, because there wasn't even an address of how to get here. So the people are not showing up because they don't care. They're showing up because we're not doesn't know some of the questions. I don't know where he thought he was coming today.
Thank you.
That's it.
Any other visitors want to comment? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Jill Kleinman, and I just want to agree. Trying to mediate. And I don't know what Terry Knoll's proposal was for the project at 2.3. I probably have it somewhere, articles that I've had at the beginning of this. But I think as you listen to the overwhelming negativity with what is, well, all they have to do is read our crier. And letters to the editor, who in the world would want to get involved in this? There has to be a solution. We're too good a community.
Thank you. Any other visitors that would like to make a comment? Then I'll close publicly.
I want to make a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please.
My name is Jim Dixon. I've lived here. I heard about this meeting. Came down. I'm sorry you only give 2 minutes. If you let me talk a little longer, you might. Now, I could never understand why you, being the good person that you are, and how was there a huge disconnect between all of you? Well, after listening to you, I fully understand the disconnect. There's a deplorable. What you said is based on the input of the crier, you're going to recommend to the mayor that we'll see if there's some way to keep the median, because that seemed to be the objections in the paper. Well, you apparently were reading the different papers that I was reading, because the objections clearly stated that most people who live here want to keep the four-lane center median. That's the consensus. Now, you might want to do something, somebody else might want to do something. Broad consensus, the middle zone, is to keep both. If you can upgrade it and do that, great. Now, there's an option that was prepared for this August 27th meeting to keep the center median and to keep the four lanes and have sidewalks. It would cost about another 10%. I don't see any plans or any discussion of it. Now, that would take care of what about 98% of the people that live here want. I just want to remind you something. The voters that live here own the city, and this is America. The will of the people will prevail. It always has.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to comment before I close public discussion? If not, I'll close public comment, and I'll turn to committee comments. Anybody on the committee have a question? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think it appeared in the crier, Mr. Van Dielen's letter. Lady here brought up the letter. I think the first thing that we have to do publicly then is to answer that question. Do we own that street or do we not? So I guess, Michael, it comes back that perhaps your research has to be done to prove one way or the other, because that's an important issue.
Michael, we know that the documentation that we got from DeKalb when we started the city was very spotty. Can you speak to that particular issue?
Not at this time.
At what point in the process would that been researched?
Well, this is a little bit unique in that we took over from another jurisdiction, so.
Okay, so we've basically been working on the assumption that that's a public street.
Well, we've been maintaining it since we became a city.
Right.
So.
But I'm not sure the seven-year rule applies as it does on our side yards.
We do know that it was built as a private street by the developer. And I don't have any, like I said, we paid for the median for 20 years, but I have no idea whether or not it actually ever got formally dedicated. That's maybe, I don't know if that's a valid point.
It is a valid, I mean, I don't know if it's true or false, but all you got to do is look at the title and see what happens.
You can do a title search on something like this?
And I tell you honestly, I've walked off from subdivisions and not dedicated everything I should have.
And then I
get a tax bill 4 or 5 years later, and I say, wait a minute, okay. So that's an easy thing to forget, but it's a simple thing to affect. It's not dedicated. It can be dedicated very simply.
By who?
Well, who were the descendants, were the landowner?
Well, it's obviously something this committee can't. So
no,
Michael,
but it's easily researched.
We'll leave that up to Michael, because this committee doesn't have authority or capacity to research technical issues like that. Any other committee comments?
Is there any way that we
can... We're still on committee comments.
Oh, committee.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Anybody else on the committee have a comment? How about where do we go from here? Would anybody on the committee like to suggest our next step?
I think what we have to say, and notwithstanding that concern, I think that's got to get resolved. But I think what I think we ought to say is that we've looked at the alternatives and we can't find one.
Are we supposed to render a vote after this meeting and take this back
this
to Councilman
Dahl? This is a discussion. We didn't call this be a vote issue. This was a discussion.
Yeah, I understand, Bill, you probably looked at this in detail on the plans closer than the rest of us have. Before I'm ready to agree with your position, I'd like to get into this a little bit further. Doesn't have to be done right now.
No, I agree.
But I think all of us need to go through and see exactly how you came to the decision you came to and see if we come to the same spot or not.
I would like to the following, if the rest of the committee agrees. We meet rather regularly, although it's irregular, to approve signs like we did today, or disapprove. So I would like to table this discussion and then address it again at our next time we are required to meet to discuss other city signage issues or application issues. Does anybody have a problem with that? Anybody on the committee?
No. I'm just questioning what the end result of our discussing is to be.
Well, the end result is we told the mayor, I'll be brief, we told the mayor that we would like the opportunity to look one more time to see if there was a way we could keep the median and do what the object is of the approved issue, approved parkway. apparently, according to Bill Grant, and I'm not questioning what he said, it appears that's very unlikely that we can do, but we can have both. So our ultimate goal is we'd go back to the mayor and say, we either have a solution or we don't have a solution. And that's it, as one committee. I'd like to remind or tell those that weren't here at the time, I think you were, Bill, Bev was. The DHA has a village committee and studied the Village Parkway specifically on one of their meetings. And I was on that committee. We discussed it at some length. And so we're not trying to say there was anything wrong with the study. Frankly, I think she did a good job. But that's so far in the past that the public truly didn't know the results of that study. So that's why one of the reasons, the ones that were here last week, said to the mayor, let's let an independent group that has a vital interest in the village, that being part of the village, let us take a look at it. He said yes. Anybody else on the committee have a problem with what I just suggested?
The only stipulation I'd like to make, Mr. Robinson, is that we try to revisit this later this month,
well,
so that it doesn't drag into November.
Okay. then I will modify it to say that we will meet again when the city notifies us, or if not, we will meet again this month. Okay. If we don't get a task otherwise, we'll meet again this month.
Right.
Does that work for the committee?
Sure. Would we be able to have access to Michael's maps at that meeting that we can pore over them and really...
I would ask Michael to attend that
meeting.
Yeah. Okay, but in the interim, yeah, they have to give these to me. And for a dollar, I'll let you look at it.
per page or...
No, we can meet him here, but I've also taken to my office, and my office is always open. May not be anybody there. You can help yourself to anything else you want. But
well, I think several things that we learned at the beginning of the meeting. For me, the biggest was the fact that there would be consideration about how wide the median must be, and that the one that there is now does not meet standards. So we can't do actually almost any of the plans and keep the median as is now. It has to go, if my understanding is true, in order to protect the 6 feet.
The only one that would allow the median to remain is option three.
The one that council approved?
No.
No?
No, the option three with the one.
Oh, with the median.
With the median. That's the only one that would allow keeping the median.
That was the most expensive option.
Oh, that was the expensive option.
That's
well, the other way you could do it is do nothing.
Right, but the council's already had their vote.
Well,
the question is if we have an alternative. So is that correct? Our goal here is to decide, do we have an alternative to what's already been voted on or approved, or do we not?
We can, our goal is what we told the mayor was we would take a fresh look at it and see if we could merge the one that was approved, 5-2, with keeping the meeting.
Okay.
And preliminarily, appears that we can't reach that goal. But rather than trying to make that just throw up our hands now, I'm suggesting we meet one more time as a minimum in light of what we've all learned today. And then at that meeting, we will either decide to tell the mayor that yes, no, or we have the following recommendation.
Okay. I second that motion.
Okay. Discussion on the motion. Need a second.
You got one.
Alan second.
Okay. I made the motion.
I just wanted to make sure the citizens know or clear that we need a committee, and whatever we recommend may or may not be done. So I just...
Oh, absolutely.
As always, we're just advisory to city council.
For those of you in the room, our official title is DRAC, Design Review Advisory Committee. We can only give advice to the city council. which is the same case of the planning committee and planning council and the community council. So everybody's advisory until it gets to the city council, but we are one of the advisory groups.
I have a comment, but I don't believe it's important for the motion that's on the floor.
Comment away.
Okay. Inasmuch as the media is here, and we're glad they are, I think that either now or at the city's discretion, I don't believe it's this committee's authority, but I do think there's a lot of misinformation among the public about all of this. We talk about information as power, and I think if we empower the people with more information in detail than they have at the present time, some of the anger and the frustration and the feeling that they have been excluded at least would be explained, and they would understand it wasn't. Not very many people have gone in and read the master plan. I have it here if anybody wants to read it.
It's hard to struggle through,
but you can go online, you can go in and look at the master plan. Again, the master plan is a master plan. The original master plan, when the original funds were granted, didn't include anything but sidewalks and the median. So we're talking today about what occurred, 15 years ago? I don't know. While we were still with DeKalb County, when Senator Miller, then Representative Miller, got the initial grant. So we have some folks are still thinking, oh, we just want the sidewalks, leave the median, and make it look pretty. Well, that isn't going to work. Looking toward our mayor's vision of Main Street, many of us won't be here 20 years from now, or those of us who are may not be caring that much more about Main Street. But I think we have an obligation to the young people, families that are moving back here, the young people with children, people who are still working and want to open businesses, want to do business in the village. I think we have to think about the future, not just today, and not just about the money. My goal would be to see, is there any way that we can make this be a project that everyone would appreciate? No one's going to sign off on it 100%. That never happens. But Main Street, as discussed with the mayor and what the long-range goal, it may take 15 or 20 years. But if we're going to do Renaissance, and I think the Renaissance project is fabulous, I'll say that right up front, then this village has to keep pace with the Renaissance project. And if we don't make it attractive, will the businesses come? They're not going to come the way it is now. So as we look at the parkway, I'd like the public to have some input in some way, whether it's public relations, Mr. Williams, Ms. Stanton, writing their own version of the story, but I'd like people to be...
Council comments.
I might say that a decade ago, the DHA invested with Urban Collage to come up with an overlay district concept for the Dunwoody Village commercial area. We were successful in pushing it through DeKalb County, which implemented it, and the design of the overlay district was to control the exterior look of what comes in here. It covers streetscapes, sidewalks, how far buildings set back from the curb, a little bit different from the parking lot in front that we have now. In a decade, there's maybe 300 foot of frontage in Dunwoody Village that's been redeveloped, and since it was an ordinance in place, they were required to adapt to that look. The only ones I can think of right off are the new Chase Bank, which just opened, and the BB&T Bank, the 1500 block of Mount Vernon. So redevelopment to fit these plans comes very slow. The only way things would move fast was if Simpson, the owner of that shopping center, or Regency, the owner of this one, decided they wanted to do something major. They've got good cash flows now. They have very little incentive to do that.
I've lived here, in about 6 months, I will have lived here 40 years. I counted the number of, not replacement buildings, but new buildings in what is the overlay district. I believe I'm correct that there's six in 40 years. So besides what you're saying, growth is slow. It could mushroom, and practically speaking, over 40 years, there's been six new businesses. And the modifications, if there are modifications, have to meet current rules, but if they don't, they're grandfathered to be just like they are forever. And Mayor Davis said we need to have a vision of where we're going. The question some may have is, how far do you push vision down the road until it becomes a little bit further than we... Anyway, if council has any more comments, if not, I move we adjourn.
Point of order, you need to actually vote on the motion to table this until later this month.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Lily. We got to carry away.
That's why we got Lily here. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, a motion to adjourn?
Yes, so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, and thank the public for coming.
Can I say one thing before we, just as citizens, just out there?
Talk to anybody that's still in the room.
Well, again, we appreciate the opportunity to have a voice. The Crier's been great in publishing the letters from the mass majority of people. We just want to be able to be heard and explore other options, because I think no one's ever approached these folks relative to the shops. And believe me, honey, not vinegar. But I want them to buy into this vision as much as anybody else, but I don't think we've spoken to them about that. You know, and maybe they'd be willing to do some things without parcels. You know, again, I'm an altruistic. You know, I believe in the good. But I want you to know that we're sort of leaning on you to help put this forward, because I sometimes think the council doesn't listen to what the people are professing. And it's not that I'm a cave person. I'm too young for that. Ultimately, I just want to say thanks. Just thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you.
Gordon, one thing that you might be interested in.
Yes, I did. Yeah, thanks.
One of the things, we do have an economic Department of Economic Development.
I'm having lunch with Michael on Monday about how I can help populate this. The other thing is, how do we know who would be willing to pay more money? Who might be willing to pay more money if that other option is the option that's not
working?
Should we... I got